O Lord, we give you thanks for your holy word. We pray that you would speak to us now, speak salvation to those who already have it, that we may grow in it, if indeed we've tasted that you are good, and to those who have yet to receive it, may you call them by your Spirit to receive the amazing Christ, to make him our Lord, and to bow with the shepherds and with the wise men to present our all in all. Amen.
Amen.
What does your name mean? What does your name mean? I found out what my name meant when I was a little boy and I was looking at a dictionary in my grandma and granddad's house, because that's what I did when I was a little boy. I read the dictionary. That's why I had no friends.
I had no friends either.
Oh, well, and I found out that John meant God's gracious gift. And I looked over to my granddad and said, "Granddad, my name means God's gracious gift." And as only my granddad could do, he just looked at me and said, "Oh, of course it does, son." That's why I've got such thick skin, you know, growing up now. I remember one, the first Christmas Simone and I were married, Evie met my mum, my mum, my nan and my gran all in the same day. And in the car on the way home, I said, "That's why I can't stand up to women now. I grew up with them three, you know." But my name means God is gracious, something like that. It's like Jesus, it's a Jewish name, Yohanan, it's my name in Hebrew. And Jesus, if it wasn't for Alexander the Great, we wouldn't call him Jesus. We'd call him Joshua. Because in between the Old and New Testament, Greek became the international language, the way English is today. And that's why we got the name Yeshua, which is his name in Hebrew. I don't know what it is in Greek. Ask Dawn, she knows Greek. From Latin into English, we get Jesus. And Jesus means, we heard it before in the verse of the sermon is, verse 21 of Matthew chapter 1, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." He has the name Jesus because of who he is and what he does. Because God, at the beginning, after Adam's fall, as we've just heard, and to several other very important and very special people in the Bible, God made a promise to them that one day somebody would come, the seed of a woman, the seed of Abraham, the prophet like Moses, the king like David, would come and put things right. Crush the serpent's head. Declare the will of God to all the world. Reign on the throne of David forever. And they, as blessed as they were to have that knowledge, we're more blessed. Because we live after the time of Jesus. Because Jesus came to save his people from their sins. So why do we need a saviour? Because all of us have sinned, and we sin every day. No matter how holy we are, how good we are, how decent we are, how kind and generous, we all sin. And sin means we don't believe God's promise, and we don't obey God's commands. And we do it in the, there's good things we don't do, and bad things we do, but we shouldn't. And none of us, no matter how well we like to think of ourselves, are exempt from that. We all need a rescuer. We all need a saviour. Because all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory. And that's what sin ultimately is. It's a falling short of God's glory. And that's what we're looking at next week, the glory of God. And what I find amazing, Simone's right, we should see it as we've never seen it before, but the more we do think about it, the more it's staggering, is that God saw what we'd done and says, I'm not going to abandon them. Why did God do it? So why did God do this? Because he loves us. Because he's gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. There was nothing obligated God, nothing, no one could say to God, I deserve for you to save me. When someone's in debt, you don't have that mentality. And we're all in debt to God for our sin. And God, out of sheer grace, sheer kindness and sheer love, reached down to save us. And how did he do that? He did it by becoming one of us. God, who is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth, was born in a stable. Took on all the frailties, all the limitations of human nature, lived the perfect life that we should have lived, that God commands us to live, trusted God entirely, and on the cross, paid the price for our sins. So all the debt you owe to God, he's paid through his righteous, spotless, pure and holy life, and through his death on the cross. That's the gospel story. And his name is Jesus because he saves his people, those who receive him by faith alone. He saves them from their sins, from the penalty of sin. All your debts to God are paid. No one, once your debt's paid, no one can pull you up and say, you owe me. No, it's paid, it's gone. He saves us from the power of sin. We grow more like Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And finally, at the end of our lives, or when he comes again, he saves us from the presence of sin. Because Jesus is a complete Saviour. He takes us into glory where we're blessed forever and ever. And that is the gospel story. That is what we remember at this time. In the midst of all the hustle and bustle, in the midst of all the stress, in the midst of all the fear and immorality that we see on the news, from those high up and those low down, we have a hope. And his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. What will you do with him today? You're here by the sheer grace of God. You're brought to this place to hear the gospel. You've heard it read. You've heard it preached. You've heard it sung. You've heard it prayed. You've heard it over and over again if you've been here every week. Will you come to Christ this very day? Will you receive him and all that he has and all that he is for you? Because when we say he's our rescuer, he's our saviour, there's a whole, words fail, there's a whole list of things that he is. A prophet, a priest, a king, a teacher, a friend, a lord, a master, a guide, all that. So will you receive him this very day? Whatever you've done, wherever you are in life, however far you've walked away from him, will you return to him today? Will you take Christ as your Saviour and receive forgiveness of sin, right standing with God, adoption into God's family, a new heart and a new spirit and a new hope, the hope of eternal life, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ? Because as that beautiful carol says, come and behold him, born the King of Angels. That's what we're going to be doing forever and ever and ever. Read the last chapter of the Bible. It says they will see his face and his his name will be on their foreheads. We'll be praising the Lamb, who is Jesus of Nazareth, the glorified Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. And that glorious hope can be yours today. So receive him, come to him. And if you've made a commitment or you've recommitted, talk to one of us. And commit to his body, the church here at SBC. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your beautiful Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. He is the one who died for our sins after living a pure, spotless life, being born in a stable. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, but now he's at your right hand where there are pleasures forevermore. May this comfort us and give us hope, those of us who are struggling, knowing that we follow a Saviour who suffered and was in sorrow down here, but now at your right hand, he's eternally happy. Give us that joy and peace in believing, knowing that at the end, all will be right. And bless everyone here. Work salvation, O Lord, to the glory of your name. Amen.